In our artist spotlight on this Wednesday night, Samantha Lee, performing tonight at the Flute and Ram on Beach Drive in downtown St. Pete. This afternoon, Rosemary Paris sat down with Samantha Lee.
Sam, let's get right to it, and then we'll see you on stage, which I'm very excited about. I've known you for years. I've known you when you started.
Yep.
Just like a diamond in the rough, and now you're the jewel of St. Pete, and I couldn't be happier being here. Talk to me a little bit about how you got here. Some of your key successes. I know that you did the American Idol thing. I know that you were recognized on Good Morning America for a very heartwarming song you wrote about your grandmother. I know that you've had other television opportunities, and you've done some amazing cover songs for some pretty popular and pretty famous musicians. So talk to me a little bit about your rise to this meteoric success and what you're doing in St. Pete, and a little bit about what you're doing here tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, I obviously came here in 2005. I always wanted to be a singer, but I didn't know that was going to be my career path. And then once I got here, I auditioned at Busch Gardens amusement park, and 2 months later I had a job there, and then I was there for 11 years, and I feel like that's where a lot of my learning came from. And I always say that everything was one after another, like networking, being in the right place at the right time. So my very first gig that I did was recommended by someone I worked with at Busch Gardens, and then from that gig someone recommended me to another gig, and so on and so forth, until I kind of built my repertoire and stuff up. And now I'm basically traveling all over the world. I have some regular shows here in St. Pete, Clearwater, and Tampa. And yeah,
we'll want to hear more about those, but talk to me a little bit about what you're doing with the Rays, because that's a big deal here. Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
I know that you've done the national anthem, which is a very difficult song, I might say.
People always get scared about it. But yeah, I used to sing the anthem for them for years, and then I moved away for a few years to Dallas and worked on a cruise ship, and I came back, and I was asked to do it again this year, so I was definitely honored.
That's great. Talk a little bit about the Idol competition. That was in 2010, right?
Yeah. So, well, in 2009, I was nominated and ended up winning Tampa Bay Idol for Fox News.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And so that was really cool. They sent me to American Idol, to the front of the line and stuff. And, I mean, needless to say, I didn't make it through that. But closed doors always bring other open doors, so.
Right. Even when you don't make it, you make it because of the exposure there.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't love Fox News?
Right.
They know talent when they see it, I guess. So that's great. Let's talk a little bit about some of the collaborations that you've had with Josh Turner, REO Speedwagon, Kenny Loggins, Rick Springfield, and such. Mary Kay Blige.
Yeah. Not really collaborations, but I sang backup for Josh Groban and Mary J. Blige at...
to me, that's a collaboration.
Yeah,
you work with them.
Worked with them.
You know, maybe not
really,
in the
really
musical
cool.
universe, but anytime you work with someone like that, it's a collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were awesome opportunities. I actually hope to get more of those kind of opportunities, like singing backup for bigger artists and doing stuff like that in the future. But then the other artists and stuff I've been lucky enough to do shows and charity events where those artists have been a part of as well, and we've played the same events, so that was really cool.
That sounds great. In terms of the Flute and Dram, you've been here performing here for how long?
About 2 years now. I was here every other Wednesday, now I'm here every other Wednesday. But yeah, it's like a community down here, so it's like everyone knows everyone, and we've got a good group of people that come out every week.
Well, that's the whole thing about St. Pete. A lot of the focus that I'm working on, or you know, trying to share, is that community, that sense of community. Because there's nothing like downtown St. Pete. It's super unique, you know.
Yes.
And you are like the jewel of St. Pete when it comes to And I'm so impressed with this place. It's a champagne bar. It's a caviar bar. It's really upscale. It reminds me of a cigar bar.
Yeah.
Although I do not partake in cigars. Once in a while, after a few glasses of champagne with a nice, what do they call it? What's the wine they drink with cigars? I don't know.
I'm not the one to ask.
It's a sweet, fruity thing. Anyway, we can edit that out. But it's just, the atmosphere here is like a sophisticated New York champagne bar, or even Paris.
Definitely.
But with that laid-back St. Pete vibe.
Yep.
And so I'm not surprised to hear that a lot of regulars come here.
Oh, there's tons of regulars here,
And you guys, there's an amazing happy hour and different, I just caught a gander at the stage. Mm-hmm. It's so intimate, kind of like a smoky,
And it depends on kind of the day too, like if we're inside or outside, and a lot of times when we're here, if the weather's nice, we'll be outside.
Yeah.
So that brings in all the people walking by on the street, which is cool, because then people stop while they're walking their dogs or stop, you know, when they didn't even plan on having a cocktail, and they stop in because they like the live music.
Mm-hmm. And I see that they have live music every week here.
Every single night of the week.
Every single night of the week. That's amazing.
Yeah. They really support the arts here.
Which is phenomenal. So, and I was taking a look at the menu, and there's like a few signature drinks that they have here that are uber famous, and
their old fashioned is amazing too.
Yeah, so that's really cool. And you start performing at 5, which is great.
Yeah,
that's early.
Nice,
but it's early.
It's the happy hour crowd.
And do you close the place down?
Nope. There's another musical act. So a lot of the nights they have two. So they have the happy hour time, and then they have someone else that performs 8:30 to like 11.
Do you have a repertoire that you'll be performing tonight, or do you just do it off the cuff?
Yeah, off the cuff, just depending on the crowd and who's there in the audience.
Can I make a request?
Sure, if you know it.
Well, I love the song that you did for your grandma.
Oh,
that was on Good Morning America.
Well, Good Day Tampa Bay.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish it was on Good Morning America.
In my mind, it was.
I love that.
Good Day Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
That was incredible, and a few other of the cover songs that you've done. What's your favorite? What are you most proud of? Because I know you wrote the one in tribute to your grandma.
Yeah, I'm proud of all my original music. So I mean, I love that song. So many people actually request that one because they can relate to it if they know someone, you know, strong in their life. So I love that one. And as for cover music, I always love covering some like country tunes or some old classics as well.
What do you think the audience here really appreciates most in terms of some of the songs that you sing here?
Well, one of our regulars, Brenda, her favorite that she always makes me sing every week is a little Patsy Cline. So
you did that when you were a baby.
Oh yeah.
Right? Talk 3 years little bit old about that.
Yeah, my mom was a singer when I was growing up, and she used to bring me on stage with her, and the go-to was Crazy by Patsy Cline.
I love it.
Yeah.
Can you do that one tonight?
We will definitely do. We do that every week here, so.
Okay, great. While I'm here, I would love to hear that and this tribute to your grandmother. That would be great. Tell me a little bit about your album and where people can go to hear. You're all over the place. Mm-hmm. You've done an amazing job with Instagram, Facebook. You have your own page. You're everywhere on YouTube. What would you tell people who really want to hear more? And we'll post this on our website as well. But where would you tell people to go to find out more?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to SamanthaLeeMusic.com. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way to kind of find everything. But any music platform that you listen to, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, you can just search Samantha Lee, L-E-I-G-H, and it'll pull up my music.
Excellent. Well, I'm really excited to actually listen to you perform tonight, and I want to thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been a pleasure. You are the jewel of St. Pete.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
Samantha Lee, speaking with Radio St. Pete's Rosemary Paris. Samantha Lee on stage this evening at the Flute and Dram, 234 Beach Drive in downtown St. Pete. Samantha Lee, in our Radio St. Pete Artist Spotlight.